After 2 long years, the Timmins Multicultural Festival welcomed everyone back to celebrate our community's unique diversity on May 29. The Timmins Multicultural Society also celebrated its 50th anniversary of hosting this festival. There are not many events that can boast such a long-standing history in Ontario. This would not have been possible without our city's wonderful support from the volunteer multicultural organizations who created the lively exhibits and performances. Our generous sponsors made it possible to be able to host this event once again at the McIntyre Arena. We would like to Barazuti Stribo's Barristers and Solicitors, the City of Timmins, John's Neon Signs, Kid Operations Glencore, Lady Luck Family Restaurant and Convenience Store, Lakeshore Gold, Pan American Silver, Timmins and District Multicultural Center, Newmont Porcupine, Travelodge, and the Ukrainian Cultural Group of Timmins. In case you were unable to attend, let us paint you a picture of this wonderful event. In a colorful array of people and flags, we had nearly 200 participate during the indoor parade. 32 countries from around the world were represented. The last country to enter, Ukraine, was greeted by an incredible roar of support by attendees and participants. There were 14 exhibits and some countries combined under one continent to provide attendees with the opportunity to engage, taste, and enjoy multicultural experiences from around the globe. The stage was alive with dance and music with the following lineup: Zoamar Monroy and Northern Latin Flavor, Sudbury, Salsa Dancers, Nasha Rodina Dancers, Sudbury, Ukraine Timmins Police Pipes and Drums, Scotland Tony Sakan, Accordion, Italy New Moon Singers, Pow Wow Demonstration Paul Sabalge, Croatia Lisa Froman, Francophone Joel Carriaga, Janine Grace Estabio, Leona Estabio, Philippines Jeff Baldick sang Small Town with a Big Heart, All About Timmins and William Farquhar Celtic representation during opening ceremonies. Marnie LaPierre, current president and this year's co-chair of the festival, acknowledged the decades-long leadership of past president Marjorie Boyd, and presented a plaque dedicated to recent past president Helen Yustachyn as for her dedication and commitment to the Timmins Multicultural Society and Timmins Multicultural Festival over the past few years. Both individuals have left a lasting positive impact on this community and the festival. By end of day, those booths selling A Taste of Their Country had sold out. New partnerships had been announced, such as the 50-50 draw with the Canet Club of Timmins. A partnership with AS Northern College regarding year-round multicultural program experiences in the community, and a few other local organizations who wish to support this yearly event. And a commitment with Newmont Porcupine to sponsor in part over 3 years, which will aid toward an extended longevity of the festival. We'd like to thank the community who came out in droves to connect, to experience and to enjoy the day's events. The support through donations at the door was remarkable, and we thank you all for making our day incredibly special. Thank you to Mark Kinsman and Jamie Klomp from Kins & Klomp. Your unique presentation was extremely engaging and fun for the audience and was a definite change-up from years past. Thank you to Mark DeRocher and assistant Kaylin Hutchinson of Mark DeRocher Photography for spending the day capturing all the activities on film. And thank you to Luke Shalifu of Midnight Express DJ Services for making it all sound great. We'd also like to thank John, the arena staff member who helped us with setup and all the last-minute changes. Thank you to our day of event volunteers, members of the community who reached out to support through their time and energy. Alina Kasparay, Angeli Police, Sherry Tremblay, Joyce Johnston, Alexa Yashikin, Alexis Valencourt, Anton Yashikin, Luca Barazuti, Maja Barney, Natalia Fortin, Carl Gupo, Karina Loza and Brenda Yanel McCoy. In closing, I'd also like to thank the executive committee who worked behind the scenes to coordinate this year's festival. Past President Helen Yashikin, Vice President Rita Loza, Secretary Andrew Persaud, and Treasurer Janet Rogers. We've already started taking notes for next year and will commence planning in the weeks to come. We encourage everyone who is seeking to be a part of the event to reach out to those multicultural representatives who hosted the booths this year or to our executive committee. See you next year. Marnie LaPierre, President, Timmins Multicultural Society.